it's almost like rain, thunder, blow, repeat, rain, thunder, blow. I mean, we've had the same thing happen over off and on for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Now, we're not going to complain about the rain, but the wind and the lightning certainly causing our share of the outages, and today is no exception. As the storm rolled through Baxter County, we ended up somewhere a little shy of 1,000 members out of power. At this point, I believe the latest update I have, which was about 15 minutes ago, was 750 out of power. We do have all of our crews responding to that, so we anticipate it shouldn't be that much longer till we get everybody restored.
Now, looking at the forecast as it rolls through, there's still another backside of it coming to us from the west. It doesn't look like it's going to cause us much trouble from here on out the rest of the day.
I don't think so. I mean, we've had some serious lightning the last 4 or 5 weeks, and that causes problems. Typically, it's a pretty quick fix. Now, the wind is a different story. I looked at that radar just a few minutes ago. I didn't see a lot of wind in the backside of this, although, you know, it can develop if it's not there. But I wouldn't expect too much out of the backside of this system.